days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and a running, hey, hey. Skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping. And you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high the rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about it. Making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
And I'm Aiden.
And that was Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Our theme for today is, how would you describe it?
I feel like it's a lot of dad rock.
It is a lot of dad, yeah. So shout out to the dads listening.
Yeah. I don't know, my dad's on a plane right now, so I don't think he's listening.
Oh, well, shout out to Hank. yeah. And then I also have John Denver on here, which my mom likes. Mm. So also mom music.
Yep, of course. Hey, I'm a big fan of John Denver, too.
And
thank
Aiden
God
music.
I'm a country boy.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic song.
We don't have that one, so don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah. This is the weekly time for Cold Plays, which is our radio station. And sadly, my co-host Reese can't be here because he's on a bus from Berlin, Connecticut.
Important trip to Connecticut, yeah.
Important trip to Connecticut. He won a fish.
He did. Yeah. He did get a fish. So, we'll see if that fish survives longer than the bus ride back to Boston.
Yeah, and if it does, new sweet fish.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Up next we have REO Speedwagon, Roll With The Changes. Do you have anything to say about this song?
I remember, like, growing up there were always like three or four like classic rock songs that my dad and I would like listen to and then have like a dance party in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
And Roll With The Changes was one of them. I loved this song and I still do. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I don't think I've ever heard it before.
It's a good one.
I'm excited. Here it is.
Break that we are on the brink of- Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Darkness and light, they see. be broken nor caught, for the soul's a free-flying thing. Like an eagle that needs neither comfort nor thought, to rise up on glorious wings. I had a vision of eagles and horses, high on a ridge in a race to win. Going higher and higher, faster and faster, on eagles and horses. Of my soul, but the flesh must be given its due, like a pony that carries its master back home, like an old friend who's tried and been true. My spirit will never be broken nor caught, for the soul is a free-flying thing. Like an eagle that needs neither comfort nor thought, to rise up on glorious wings. I had a vision of eagles and horses, high on a wind in a race to win.
That was Eagles and Horses by John Denver, the promised John Denver. And before that, we had Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield, which is very dad rock to me because I remember my dad showing that to me when I was younger.
Mm, makes sense.
Yeah.
That was actually my first time hearing that John Denver song.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
I love that song.
It's a good song.
It has horses. But it's a
makes
good
sense.
Song. It kind of reminds me of Spirit, the movie, because there's an eagle and a horse.
Yeah. Get Bryan Adams on it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that would be good. Up next, we have Drops of Jupiter by Train. And while I do believe this is one of Train's best songs, it is not Train's best song. Because Train's best song is Shake Up Christmas.
Oh, yeah. A song.
Yeah, we were just talking about Christmas music and the two Christmas songs I like versus all the other normal ones that Aiden likes.
Exactly. I don't know. I think it's just nostalgia. It's all the same song, basically, just different words, I suppose. It all sounds the same, in other words.
It does all sound the same. I don't know how you don't get bored of it.
Oh, I do. That's why it's like it's for December.
But that's like 25 whole days.
Well, that's not the only thing I listen to in December. It's like for like maybe like an hour, like every few days.
Okay. That,
like, it keep you in the Christmas spirit. Because also, like, every store you go to, it's like if I was like working as a cashier or something at a grocery store, because like all of December, that's just all they play is Christmas music.
Yeah.
I would think I would go insane.
Oh, yeah. That would be too much.
That would make me hate Christmas music, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it makes sense why Lucy doesn't like Fleetwood Mac then.
Yeah, true. It's so unfortunate though, because Fleetwood Mac is so much better than Christmas music.
Yeah. We have a friend who strongly dislikes Fleetwood Mac because that's all they play at her restaurant.
Yeah.
Which I suppose if you hear it over and over again, associate it with work.
And it's true, because over the summer I went to go visit her at her restaurant with some other friends, and I heard, I think, two or three Fleetwood Mac songs in like the hour and a half or so that I was there. So, like, it's, she's not lying.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
We have some Fleetwood Mac coming up.
We do, in honor of Lucy not being here.
Yeah. a little teaser. But right now we've got Train Drops of Jupiter. Here we go.
she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, 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 hey. Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent scar, and then you miss me while you were
All right, that was Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel, and before that we had Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. And this past summer I started listening to Simon and Garfunkel, and pretty good, I will say.
Yeah, I was just like commenting about how, like, I feel like every Simon and Garfunkel song I know, there's a lot of sounds happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's like in a good way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's definitely like good chaotic. Do you know the like scale where it's like chaotic good, chaotic good?
Yeah.
It's like chaotic good.
It's definitely chaotic good. Yeah. Yeah.
So Aiden has a PSA to read us.
Yes, I do. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Don't get sick.
Don't get sick. There's been a lot of people getting sick. A lot of our friends have randomly been getting sick already.
Not me, though.
Nope.
I'm staying healthy.
So proud. We'll see how long that lasts.
I haven't even looked at health services once this year, and I've been here for over a month.
That's like
a record.
That is a record, mm-hmm. I think.
My average health services per month is really decreasing. Summer helped.
Yeah.
So hopefully we stay that way.
Agreed.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Well, up next we have Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. This one's it was the song that my sister and my dad danced to at my sister's wedding.
Mm.
And then two summers ago now, we went to England and went to like the actual Salisbury Hill where that like Peter Gabriel wrote the song about. I think he wrote the song about leaving Genesis, which was the band he was in.
Oh.
But like, I think he did, I don't know if he did it while he was on Salisbury Hill or what, but yeah, either way, it's a great song and has familial meaning.
Yeah. So enjoy.
Connection I should cut. get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Okay, that was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. And actually, Tracy Chapman went to Tufts.
Yeah,
and
Tufts alum.
There's a recording studio here, and she would play in the recording studio at the radio.
Oh, yeah. Is it the one, like, it's literally the one, right, like, next door?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, fun fact.
I had no idea. I knew the song Fast Car, like, coming to Tufts. No idea who it was by. No idea that she went to Tufts.
Yeah, no, me neither.
So, that was, my listening of Fast Car increased since coming to Tufts.
Mine too, substantially. Also because Luke Combs, I think.
Yeah, true. Released. He also did, yeah.
And it's not like it wasn't popular before, but I feel like he repopularized
it. Well, and then at the Grammys, I think they performed it together. Because I remember all of us watching it together.
And that's when I found out that Tracy Chapman went to Tufts.
Yep.
Because Zach said something about it.
Me too.
He was one of our friends. Yeah. Wild.
Yeah.
So Tufts is a cool school where real people go.
Yeah, exactly. We have famous people.
Yeah. I don't know who else went here.
Yeah. Harvard may have the Kennedys, but we have Tracy Chapman.
Yeah. So I also, like, Tracy Chapman's voice was so low. It kind of shocked me that, like, I don't know.
That it was a woman?
So, yeah. So I was telling Aiden about that. And then I was like, it's kind of like Annie Lennox. And he was like, who's that? And so that's another song my dad showed me. So up next we have Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox.
Now everyone of us is made to suffer.
Okay, that was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. And my dad actually told me to listen to that song when I was telling him about Silver Springs, which is a different Fleetwood Mac song, right before I came to college. He was like, well, you should listen to Rhiannon.
Yeah.
And so that was my first time listening to Rhiannon.
Here we are. Yeah.
Here we are. It was pretty good. Yeah. I recommend.
It sounds like we have the whole Zucker family listening.
We do. And I would like to extend a congratulations to my cousins who just got recently engaged. So shout out Laurel and Bobby. Congratulations.
Super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So up next we have Mr. Brightside by The Killers, which it's a pretty good song. I mean, I don't think I've ever just listened to it to listen to it. Every time I hear it, it's like at a stadium.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because it's like one of those songs you have to sing along to, but like in a crowd, yeah. Like, I don't know.
But it's also like it's not that upbeat of a song.
No, it's like when you listen to the lyrics, it's like he's just an insecure guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of odd that like a stadium full of fans watching a sports game is like, this is what I want to sing right now.
Yeah, I think because it's fun. I don't know.
That's true. Good beat.
Yeah, we went to the BC hockey game last year that you had to miss, and they had like this whole, they like synced your phone flashlight to like do this like light show. You like scanned a QR code and then it would take over your flashlight and it did it to the song. Like there weren't that many people there, but like if it was like a packed game, like if it was like a BCBU game, I feel like it would have been sick.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
we should go to another BC hockey game.
We should. This one you can actually go to. Yeah,
this one I'll survive through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went to our homecoming game last night.
Yeah.
Tufts homecoming.
Yeah.
And we beat Bowdoin. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
The school in Maine.
I think it was by like 2 points, too. It was a close game.
Good thing we beat them.
Yeah.
We left at halftime. Oh, they were still winning.
Yeah. We all got hungry and it started to get cold.
Yeah.
We weren't prepared for fall weather.
No, it's been so hot out.
Yeah. But then it gets to be like nighttime and then it's 50s and then you need a sweatshirt.
Yeah. I did not prepare for the sweatshirt.
No.
Well, here's Mr. Brightside.